A federal judge in New York will hold a hearing tomorrow after lawyers for Jeffrey Epstein's victims said their names and identifying information were released by the Department of Justice. That unredacted information was part of the department's latest release on Friday of millions of documents. NPR's Stephen Fowler heads up the NPR team looking over all of this. So, Stephen, what are some of the things that were supposed to be redacted in the Epstein files?
Under the Epstein Files Transparency Act law, it's things like the personal identifying information of victims, child sexual abuse material, things that depict death, abuse, injury, other sort of information that would jeopardize any ongoing investigations or prosecutions. And there are plenty of things that fit the bill when you look at the internal files released by the Justice Department about their investigations. Sorting through various vetted and unvetted claims about sexual abuse from Epstein and other prominent figures, then there are plenty of things that don't really have any readily available reason as to why they're redacted.
Okay, like what?
Well, there are plenty of names of people, Justice Department officials, other figures accused of abuse and assault, people that texted or emailed or corresponded with Epstein that are kept in the dark. There's one thread of text messages with former Trump advisor Steve Bannon where Epstein's name is the one that appears to be blocked. And there are numerous documents that appear heavily redacted in one part of the files. You search somewhere else and everything is all out in the open. That's everything from an FBI employee talking about the discovery that Wisconsin is a state northwest of Chicago to names of known victims and what appear to be victims that haven't been made public before.